hit record. All right. Well, everyone, welcome back. Today we're joined by Tales from the Grid Square. What's up, dude?
What's going on, man? Finally, it's taking a minute.
For the listeners out there, we were just talking about the finest of Americana food, where a Mexican guy makes pizza in a Confederate neighborhood in Virginia. So.
Oh, yeah. It's like this. Oh, wait, I forgot. This is an important element to this interview. One second. Oh, there we go. I don't know if your listeners can hear that, but I just cracked a beer.
Dude, you cracked me up last time where we finished. You're like, could you tell I was six beers deep? And I was like, no. You're like, nice.
Yeah, so for the listeners that are tuning in for this, the last time I was on, I started drinking like in the beginning. Not like because I was like on the show, but just because like, yeah, you know, I'll have a beer. And so like what I kept cracking beers and I kept trying to do it discreetly. Like I would walk away from the mic and I would hold it away from me and I would crack the beer. And I was like, okay, I didn't hear it in my feedback, so it must be good. And at the very end, like I thought I was being slick. Then I talked to you and I was like, hey, did you realize I was six beers in? You were like, yes, I heard them the entire time. I was trying not to laugh. I was dead.
Dude, I remember. I was like,
into my fridge. There was no strategy. I was just grabbing a beer. It's like, oh, I'll drink this.
Yeah, I'll wander around. Oh, man. I remember I set it up. And then I was like, I'm going to sit on the couch and took a nap for like 6 hours or something. Yeah, I was like, oh, man. Well, what's up with you?
So back in the mainland United States for a little bit, for a couple short days, before I head back into the tropical yonder, came down here to do some like army training. I wish I could say it was anything cool and awesome like that, but I would be lying, trying to stay sane in this little hotel that I'm staying in right now. You know, I mean, you made me put on pants tonight, so that was a plus.
I made you put on pants?
Yeah.
Take
chilling,
those off.
Yeah. You come in the hotel room and you're just like, I'm by myself. Like, yeah, I don't really need pants.
Dude, nobody cares. Everyone just walks around without shoes and shit.
Oh, yeah. This is like when I'm in like one of those like right off the highway hotels. So like, you know, all sorts of fucking vagabonds and weirdos are coming through this place. Like, oh god, I'm pretty sure I came back to my hotel room this afternoon and like the hotel staff just randomly installed the fucking shelving in the hotel room.
All right.
I was like, why do they do this? They didn't need to do this.
Dude, but, what's up with hotels attracting NPCs? People just talk to you like you're on a side quest. It's bizarre.
Dude, yeah, it's like, you know, like the back rooms and shit like that all the kids like nowadays. For whatever reason, like that's why I feel like hotels are that. I feel like hotels are like the back rooms. Dude, like I'm just like, who are these people?
Dude, I was in Detroit a couple months ago, and I was like walking the dog, and this guy just walks up out of nowhere, almost like an NPC from like Oblivion. Goes, oh, is his name Jeff? I was like, what? He's like, the dog is his name Jeff. I used to have a Jeff. He used to shit all over the place, and I was like, yeah, that sounds like a Jeff thing. He's like, he's dead now. All right, later. I was like, what?
Thank you, sir. Very cool.
The genuine NPCs, man. These people aren't real. These people have the right to vote, by the way. That's the funniest thing.
These people have the same voting power as me. It's terrifying. I go to hotels and like I, growing up as a kid, like background, right? Moved around the United States like quite a bit. So I stayed in plenty of fair share of hotels. And it's always somehow sketchier than the last hotel we stayed in. I don't know why. Like, you pass people in the hallway, and you're like, "Are you okay, dude? Like, are you all there? Is it the scent, or is this how you usually are?" Like, I'm always curious. Like, how many serial killers have I come across? Right,
all of them, every single one.
Yeah, like. Just like going to hotels and you pass somebody and you're like, oh, that guy's kind of weird. I'm kind of off. Like, I always wonder, like, damn, does he have a corpse in there somewhere? Like, should I be worried?
Dude, it's like the chicks are like, oh, I don't know how many rapists I've walked past or walked past along the highway or down a street. You're like, how many people are genuinely dead inside that you see every single day that hang out at hotels? Hotel barflies are the funniest kind of people.
Dude, that's like my one complaint with this hotel is it doesn't have a bar. Like, that's what I was kind of looking forward to, was like the hotel bar, man. 'Cause there's all sorts of just fucking weird people that just show up and it's just like I just don't know how to describe it. It's that Americana right there. You can't have this in Hawaii because, you know, all the hotels are like ridiculously expensive. But here, oh man, here. Talk about some culture.
Dude, every time I'm in like a new city or something, I'm like, yeah, I could go for a beer. And I look up the bars near me, and it comes up with this very nice glamour shot, couple nice reviews. I walk in, it's a single table. They took a very nice angled photo of like the two bar stools at this hotel and like a single table shoved into a corner, and their beer's like $11.
The fuck?
This was in Nashville a couple of years ago.
Was this like the world best hipster bar or something?
And I was the Nashville Regional Airport Hotel. It was just, oh
Sounds
man.
so fucking. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Hotels themselves are like such an American thing. I can know there's hospitals and hotels everywhere, but like the budget hotel culture in America, I think is second to none. I don't know. I think you'd be hard pressed to find the European mind cannot comprehend the fucking budget hotel.
The $67 a night where everything's missing that could be nailed down.
Dude, yes.
Dude, I stayed in a hotel in Fayetteville, like I don't know, 6 months ago, just outside of Fort Bragg. Dude, they had to buzz me to get in. I tried to have DoorDash delivered, and the hotel staff wouldn't let them in unless I picked it up at the front door. The room smelled like melted cardboard, like you know, just that scent burning
Yeah.
cardboard has. Everything was missing. There wasn't a phone. There wasn't any lotion, of course. And I was like, what is this? What kind of gargoyles like flock to this hotel? If for the listeners, it was the one next to the Walmart, you might know. So
Oh, I mean, like, here's one for you. Like, just I know we're on this hotel tangent. like, I don't know if you,
let's ramble
oh,
about
God.
hotels for 35 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I promise this will be my last hotel anecdote, but have you ever heard of hourly hotels?
Is this just for gay swingers?
I mean, like, I got yes, kind of. It's they're sex hotels, right? Of course, I didn't notice at the time when I checked in because I was like, oh wow, the rate for this is fucking super cheap. Like, pay by the hour. Oh, that's weird, but you know, whatever. You can check out whenever you want. I was just like, didn't think about it. And I showed this hotel in New York City, and it's literally like the size of a room. There's a It's like a twins. It's like a full size bed, a fucking
It's a
bathroom with like
twin.
a. It's like a twin or a full size bed. It's a crappy bathroom. Everything like is sticky and like you can tell like it's sticky from like cleaner solution. And there's like a legit like condom dispenser in the bathroom, and I'm
Dude,
just
hell yeah.
what kind of fucking hotel is this? I've come to find
Dude,
out.
came with the largest bottle of lotion you could find. Not those tiny little finger-sized ones. Oh no, they knew what you were there for.
Yo, is this a drum of fucking lube in here? What the fuck?
Who's using lard to do their business? Come on.
Yeah, so for the listeners, you go to New York City. I don't know if they're still around, but when I was there, this was like 2011 through 2015. Like they have hourly hotels, and they're basically like hookup hotels. Like or like sex hotels. So you go, you do your business, and you pay by the hour. So if you want to like spend the night, you just whatever nightly, and it was something weird, like $20 an hour, $25 an hour, or something like that, you know.
That
You know,
probably
so you
evens
know.
out to like a clean regular night's room.
Yeah, I did the math, and it, like that's why I was like, oh, this is like not bad. It's like it was cheap for the city. And I was just like, what the fuck? What kind of fucking hotel is this? Like why is everybody like moving with such like what's the word I'm looking for? Everybody was like moving like they were under watch. I was like, oh yeah, you know, probably
I got
their
told that
favorite
recently.
escorts and prostitutes, huh?
I got told that recently that I walk like I'm being followed.
You
I was
should
hanging
ask
out
me when
with
you
my.
turn around. I
No,
am.
I was with my stepbrother. We were going out for a burger, and he's like, "You walk like you're being followed." I was like, "I don't know if that's a good thing." Like, I look suspicious.
That's when you turn
Oh
around and be
man.
like, that van, tell me that van's been following us. You're like, you see it, right? The van, it's been following us for the last 3 miles.
Yeah, that's when I
Come
pull
on,
the gun
bro.
out of my pocket. I'm like, why don't you speak into my microphone?
Bro, please. No, bro, please. The government's following me, bro. Bro, no,
No,
please.
bro,
Don't leave
please.
me. I promise you, the government's real.
Dude, I was at work the other day, and this guy was like, "Yeah, I came up with a genius system on how to condense all of my work for a week into 2 hours." I'm like, "What'd you bring a gun to work?" And he's like, "Jesus Christ, no, I made a calendar." I was like, "Oh, all right, never mind."
First off, man, you get paid hourly. What are you doing, like, fucking trying to get 2 hours of work? I think smarter.
You gotta, dude, we are scummy government contractors. Our whole goal in life is to do nothing and soak up bills.
I hate you people.
Dude, I took my Lance Corporal Marine Corps mindset and applied it to this sector, and it's worked flawlessly.
Yeah,
Dude.
one day, maybe. One day.
If you want a job, I'll get you one.
Don't tempt me. Do not tempt me, bro. I love the army, but just sometimes, you go through those days where you're just like, I can't do this anymore. Get me out of here. I gotta get out.
You're just staring at the balcony. You're like, I can do it. I could leave.
No one will stop me if I leave, but you don't. You don't leave.
Dude,
And
what
then
fuck?
when you
What is
do, you can't think about going, you just think about going back.
Oh man, I went to the so I moved my wife here recently. And I was looking for, I don't know a lot of people in my neighborhood yet. So I was thinking, I was like, man, I don't really want to hire movers or call people and get them out of work. And I was like, wait a minute. I used to be a Marine. I believe they owe me some service. So I went to the Marine Corps recruiter and I walked into this recruiter. I was like, I am not here on personal matters. I'm here on personal, or not here professionally. I'm here personally. I've already done my time. I need all of the free bodies you have to help me move stuff. And they're like, what? I was like, I used to be a Marine. It's cool. I understand working parties. I'll get them a medal. I'll put him in for volunteering. And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. Here's one. So, shot in the dark, Hail Mary, worked. Then I texted this kid day of. I was like, hey, I'm going to be in the area about 5. And he's like, oh, I got orders to Camp Pendleton. I leave soon. He's like, damn, but it worked. So, yeah, they can still give back. You can still use them if you want to scratch that itch.
Damn, you literally used you literally finessed the recruiters to send you police. They probably just assumed you were just like some NCO in the area.
Dude, I just got a beard now. I walked in, I was like, nah, dog, it's cool. And the whole time he's like, do you want to come back in? I'm like, negative, negative, I'm done. But I will take all of your labor and benefits.
That's fucking funny. That's like,
Dude,
I'm
it
in
was so sick.
awe of like I'm just in awe that you're able to pull that off.
I was shocked. I was laughing the whole way. Dude, what's even more bizarre is so afterwards I was in shock. I was like, there's no way in hell this fucking worked. And so I went to a Burger King drive-thru. And number one, I don't know if you noticed the Burger King Whopper Juniors are now 2 for $5. Insane. But there was this guy I pull up and he's like, he's giggling through the microphone. And I was like, all right. And he's like, it's gonna be $5. I was like, fine. And I pull up and there's this kid giddy at the window. He's like, I'm gonna be like you one day. And I was like, what? And he's like, I'm gonna be a Jeep driver. I was like, do you want mine?
Thank
You can have
you.
mine. I was like, I don't want it. He's like, no, I don't have a license. I'm gonna get a license soon. And I was like, who are these NPCs? I was like, what is this? The nicest kid. I have nothing against him. He's kind of cool, but I was just shocked. I was like, what do you mean you're gonna be like me? What have I done?
Thank you, Kyle. Very cool.
That moment of existential crisis, you're like, oh God, I've done nothing with my life. Yeah. You don't want to be like me, but oh
Listen,
man.
kid. Stay here. Don't prosper. Don't ever see greatness. Stay in your box. Stay in your lane. Survive.
Go full Marge Simpson. Set your expectations low, so low that if you achieve them, you don't even notice.
That's right, homie. All right, but I guess we should talk about something instead of just rambling like two incoherent schizophrenics. We should probably say something that you're the listeners of Kit Bag. Formerly known as Croatan, rest in peace. would appreciate.
Yeah. Oh shit. Can you tell me about the Watchers of Southern California. That's where they were, right? Because I looked into it a little bit, or couldn't really find much, and I figured you were an expert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. A lot of people assume I'm an expert, but I really don't know what I'm doing. But actually, I have looked into the Watchers. I honestly have not found much on it other than like what's already
Really?
out there. People have told me, so like for the listeners, so Southern California, certain parts of California, then like the kind of the more secluded, obviously. I mean, you'll have Watchers in San Diego, they're just called crackheads, and you'll have Watchers in Los Angeles, and they're just called Armenians. It's okay, I can make that joke. I married one. I do. Can you delete that? No,
The
just
Armenians?
kidding.
No,
No. Anyways, so the Watchers are basically, I believe it goes back to like Gold Rush period where this is recorded, is these shadowy figures that hang out in the distance or up on cliffs or like in the forest or whatever, that just literally, as their name implies, watch people. Like people, you'll walk towards them, they walk away, they sit out in the distance. They're kind of like mysterious. I know they've been in a couple like recorded history, historical documents. And it's just kind of like a really weird thing. I have talked to people through Tales from the Good Square that have said that they have seen like similar things. Now, whether that's just, maybe people living off the grid or like true ghosts or spirits or whatever remains to be seen, but it's kind of creepy and there's not a lot on it, believe it or not.
Yeah, I thought it
There's
had
like,
something to do with when the Spanish first came to that area and the natives were like, yo, watch out for the watchers. And they were like, bullshit. And then they started
yeah, and
seeing them on the
that's,
rooftops.
yeah, I think it goes back to that too. If I recall, it was like a native legend. As the legend of the Watchers goes, it was when the Spaniards and first settlers arrived in like California, the natives warned them of like these entities called the Watchers, and then thus people started recording seeing these Watchers. Now maybe they're just, natives themselves watching from afar or whatever. But I mean, there's all sorts of like these weird Americana specific legends that are not very well known. And they kind of remind me of like if your listeners have ever listened to the podcast Monsters Among Us. Very good, by the way. So there's like this thing like somebody brought up called the mirrored men that they've seen in like rural America or whatever. And it's three strange little shadowy people things walking in line after another, and they walk like in perfect synchronicity, like they're in a mirror, right? Like reflections of each other. And when you see them, they'll suddenly realize you're staring at them, stop and turn at you, and like they'll turn slowly as if one person, all three of them, and stare at you. And then people like black out and wake up in different parts of the woods or different places or up a tree or down in the valley, down in a hole, whatever, and it started off as like one story, and then the dude had like so many phone calls about people seeing like the literal exact same thing all over the United States. And it seems to be like in the South or, kind of like up in the, Midwest, like more secluded parts of the Midwest. Like people are all seeing the same thing, right? And it's, I don't know, if it's like one of those American things that, maybe it's somewhere, maybe someone listened to this is from another part of the world and it's like, oh yeah, that's exactly like our legend here. But it's like the Watchers and the Mirrored Men are in that same vein of like American legend that I'm always like super fascinated in. So I know that was kind
Yeah,
of
dude,
like
I was
not an
curious.
answer.
Yeah. No, you're fine, man, because I looked it up because my wife asked me about it and I was like, I know a little bit. And then I did just went on to, standard like forums. And I was like, dude, there's nothing on these guys outside of like a few, like a handful of like firsthand accounts. But
No, there really
dude.
isn't. And I even remember as a kid, 'cause I grew up in Southern California. Like I said, I've grown up all over. And I remember reading in like ghost books and weird California, like the stories of the Watchers. But like there's really nothing out there on them. And they're supposedly this like endemic folk tale from California.
Dude, that's insane. That does bring up you kind of touched on it, American folklore, because if you look at the Europeans, you got all these crazy different ones. And in America, it's more like we have ghouls and goblins as our folklore, or like folk heroes. Like we have Bigfoot and all that cool stuff and Wendigos, but then in Europe you have the Brothers Grimm and you know what I'm trying to say. But
Yeah, it's like that meme, like you've seen where it's like forest in Europe, and it's like all whimsical and magical, and like the little gnomes, fairies are coming out, and it's like soft music, and then it's like forest in America, and it's playing like the Doom theme. There's like Wendigos and Sasquatches, like
Well,
that's
dude, we
what I feel
don't.
like America is.
Yeah, we don't have like a King Arthur or anything or anything cool. We just have, yeah, there's a possible Sasquatch that has three toes and is also has the skin of a lizard who eats chupacabras. So you're like, all right, yeah, I'll work with
Yeah, be careful around him. He has asthma.
that. Dude, I don't know if you listen to Matt and Shane's secret podcast. Do you?
I don't. I need to.
Dude, they were. It was an old bit from years ago, and they were talking about how chupacabra is code for gay Mexican. They were like, I've never really met one. It must be code.
I mean, it definitely met one. He's me. I'm not gay, by the way, but I respect your life choices.
Never
Well,
mind, never mind.
yeah, we might need to delete that part out.
I'll leave it in, fuck it.
yeah, but so funny, speaking of Mexican culture, like I grew up with like they're a bo the boogeyman, right? So like Mexicans have all sorts of superstitions, like La Llorona and other fucking like the duendes and other little people, and it's like I've always like if Hispanics are telling you about this weird shit that's happening, like there's probably some fucking weird shit happening because Hispanics, in just my opinion, are just really supernatural and just more open to that stuff than say like the Anglos of the world, or Westerners in America. I don't know how to describe it, but you know what I mean. And like I remember growing up being told about the cocuy or whatever, and it was basically like a Mexican boogeyman, basically things that go bump in the night, the thing that goes bump in the night. And it was just like, you think it was a joke, and it was my grandma's like, or like my grandma, like my cousins were like, no, man, it's real. They're like monsters and shit out there, like, yeah, like La Llorona or whatever. And I've told you, my grandma's haunted house and like the ghosts and stuff that live there.
I like how you just say that casually. You're like, oh, they're real. They're in there, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no, they're real. Like, I mean, the world is a lot. Think when people are like, why do these things happen in the world? Like, I don't know. Once you accept that demons are real and actively influencing events like that, things start to make sense.
Dude, I love you so much. I remember it was like probably a year ago, and I sent you a Bigfoot meme, and you're like, you got to look out for the Bigfoot enthusiasts. Those guys are a little tough to deal with, but Wendigos are real, by the way. Do not question
Yeah,
that. No,
real.
it's like, all right.
As you
Oh,
know,
man.
like I love the paranormal, but I just dislike how serious it is. And like every motherfucker, I swear, has like the answers, right? And that's why I don't have a TikTok or YouTube. Like I don't really want to be, and that's why kind of like why I don't show my face too. I don't really want to become like a personality sycophant, or I'm sorry, I don't want people to become personality sycophants towards me, and then like become an influencer, and that's just like I just like having fun with it and spreading awareness and telling people stories and stuff like that,
You're like, dude, I'm just trying to have a Miller High Life for 30 and just have a good time.
Like, dude, like I don't know, I'm like a fucking 30, 31-year-old man. Like, I work, I ain't got time for this shit, but I do love having fun, and I will be
Dude.
goofy, and I will be silly, and I will laugh at things, and I will make inappropriate jokes. And you'll laugh too. This is a threat.
Dude, you slaughter me with your Creed memes because those are seem to be dying off. It's hilarious because I'll
Dude.
wake up, early in the morning and you're like X amount of hours ahead of me and you've spammed like eight stories in a row with, can you take me?
I
Damn,
love
dude.
Creed. Unpopular opinion, Creed has always been good, and people that say they're not just are lying to themselves.
Dude, I used to have this poster at work that said, it's Creed Tuesdays, parentheses, it's a real thing.
I need this poster.
It
I
was
need this poster. Holy shit.
it was Maverick on Top Gun in Top Gun racing the plane. It just said it's Creed Tuesdays.
Where
Dude,
did you get this? I need it.
Dude, it was in the ready room when I was a Marine. This thing is years old.
That's incredible. You know for a fact a Marine made that.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's like the level of autism that's only achieved by junior enlisted Marines.
It's perfect. I love the Marine Corps. I love how fucking stupid it is. You're like, all right, yeah. We have 86% of our aircraft are down, but we get the sick ass Tom Cruise poster and we listen to Creed. You're like, all right, yeah, that's good.
How'd you fix the helicopter? I don't know. It just kind of started working again.
It
Real.
started to fall down and then it fell down. All right.
For the viewers that don't know, helicopters are nothing more than an example of man's arrogance in the face of nature, and where we created a machine for all intents and purposes that does not want to fly, yet still does. And
No,
so,
man. The first guys who
if
created
you're.
them just looked at dragonflies and said, we could do that. We could do it.
And then probably died.
Yeah, many times.
If
Do
you
the
if people are curious about why we have so many aviation crashes and stuff like that, if and this is my pure, opinion, it's because helicopters do not, by nature, helicopters do not want to fly, but we make them fly. Like, I was like
That's
in awe.
the Osprey. As far as I know, we'll have to talk to Skid Row about this or something. He that aircraft platform defies the laws of physics. It's not supposed to fly.
Oh yeah, like, and it's just, I don't know, it's just nature of the beast. Like, I encourage people to like look into like aviation mechanics and stuff, and like holy shit, like when I saw like how complicated helicopters are, it blew my mind. Like, you have one tiny little component the size of your thumb fail in this massive machine, and the whole thing's coming down. This is how complex they are.
It's just us punching down as hard as humanly possible on nature, man. You're like, you fucking
Yeah,
do what I say.
dude, absolutely. Hey, can we pause this real quick? I got this.
You
Please,
know
please,
what?
this. I gotta use the restroom real quick. Give me one
I don't care. I'm gonna get another coffee.
second.
Let it run. I want to hear you pissed.
Okay. No, I'm good. Turn it off the
Wish you guys heard
news.
that. Nick was just I want to purge that. Never mind.
Yeah,
We'll
I
cut that
let your
out.
listeners know that this is what you call scraping the bottom of the barrel by talking to me.
No, Doug, you're my here. We were talking about it earlier. Next to my wife, you're my second most talked to person on Instagram.
Hell yeah, I love the
Genuinely,
internet.
yeah, I remember you hit me up. It's probably like 6 months ago or a year ago. You're like, you hit me up to start a podcast and now we're friends. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't even, dude, yeah, it's kind of wild. Like, if Tales of the Good Square has done anything, it's like I've connected more with people in real life or on the internet than I do in person.
Dude, a medieval
What is
peasant can't even comprehend this.
that? Bro, the European mind cannot fathom the American autism.
Dude, I love. So I don't know. You probably see my Instagram first. Yeah, my backyard, I have like a grill and a deck, and there's like a dividing fence, and the backyard is just like a construction pit. And so I love taking pictures of the sunset with a burger. Like the European mind can't even fathom this image.
Like youth is like, you're kind of like, America could be improved somewhat, and then adulthood, you're like, fuck Europe, shut the fuck up, North. Shut the fuck up, you Frank. Oh, you're Dutch? You Jacobian swine. Get over here so I can measure your skull for science.
Dude, the funniest fucking meme I've ever it's a fuck is a tweet where it's like, yo, shut up, you Yakubian swine. Show me your skull dimension so I can be appropriately
That.
racist.
Dude, I love that.
It's...
The meta reference in
Dude,
that. Oh, man.
you ever watch that video of black Israelites getting interviewed where they were like, you know, Mozart, they're like, blah. They're like, Abraham Lincoln, they're like up for debate. And they're like Christopher Columbus, they're like not black. Dude,
I love
I love black Israelites. They're the coolest people on the planet.
Dude, I looked into like Yakub and all that. I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Dude,
So
what?
that doesn't answer
Go
the
ahead.
question, where did Mexicans come from then? Like,
They're
okay, all right,
a
so
side
yeah.
project.
See, the Black Israelite lore explains white people and black people, but doesn't explain brown people. Where did brown people come from?
Dude, there's this guy that jumped in the Discord, I don't know, about 6 months ago. who was from like New Mexico and would hang out with black Israelites and lived in Spain. I was like, you're the coolest dude I've ever met. This is so sick.
I just was like, why are you guys so angry all the time? Like, I just asked a question.
Dude, I don't know. They
You
used to
said
hang out in DC all the time.
the town I live in Hawaii, there used to be some black Israelites that posted up like randomly out of nowhere. Like never been in, I've never seen them in Hawaii since or ever. And like they were there for like 2 weeks before like some of the homeless people just rolled them. And I haven't seen them
Oh.
since. I have no idea where they went.
Dude, who would win in an argument, a Mormon or a black Israelite? Because the Mormon lore is so funny about like
I'm
where
gonna give you one
American
better.
Indians come from. Okay.
Nah, three-way battle between a Mormon, a black Israelite, and Ben Shapiro. Who wins? I can just hear his little nasally voice. Now, let's just say, hypothetically, of course, I, being of God's chosen people.
Dude. Oh my God. It's just getting bored at work and reading about Mormon lore is some of the funniest shit because you're like, you mean they're red because they're demons? All right. You're like, okay.
And then, like, and then you talk to Mormons, and they're either some of the most political, they're either some of the most political extreme racists you've ever met in your life, like religiously motivated, like racist people. And then they're also, and then on the flip side, they're some of the, sometimes they're just some of the nicest, most down to the earth, salt of the earth people you've ever met. And
Dude,
then,
I know
except
that
for, you know, they're cool, as, you know, as long as you're not Jehovah. Because I don't
yeah, this is
understand
true.
anything about Jehovah Witnesses. What did you
Yeah, I just
witness?
know they're
Who was Jehovah?
all I know is there's like 150,000 people in their religion that are able to get into heaven and they dispute amongst themselves who those people are. It's something like that. It's
Is not going to look
bizarre.
good at the
So
pearly gates, bro.
yeah, right. Like, why would you even go in this PR campaign of going door to door if there's only 150 seats?
Very strange. That's not like some Church of Unitology shit.
You ever seen that movie, The Master, about the
No.
Church of Scientology? It's like Philip Seymour Hoffman plays L. Ron Hubbard. It's not like L. Ron Hubbard, it's not his name, but it's pretty much just the founding of Scientology.
Yeah.
Bro. What's his name? Joaquin Phoenix is like a schizophrenic sailor that comes back from World War II and starts
Dude,
hanging
why
out
does
with the
Joaquin Phoenix
Scientologist.
just, why did he always play like a schizophrenic like hero? I just don't get it.
He might be himself. He just gets into
Just
character, he just walks on the set.
God, if Heath Ledger hadn't have died, we could have had an insane like Joker crossover event.
A Spider-Man type movie where all the Jokers get in the room. You ever hear that
Which
Nick
I
Mullen bit about the
no.
Joker? So
No.
there's, there's the Dark Knight shooter who dressed up very similar to like Heath Ledger's Joker, right?
Yeah.
But what
Yeah.
if he dressed up as Jack Nicholson's and he's walking around with his machine gun, like, sorry, folks, show's over.
That's so fucked up. All right,
Yeah,
bro. We, yeah, that's a technical foul. Line off
oh,
field.
I guess that was a bit much.
Yeah, it's a little too much. Yeah, we're getting canceled for this year, bro. This is not going to look good at the pearly gates.
Oh man, my dog jumped out of the cab of a moving truck a couple weeks ago and just hit the ground like a rock. Like he gauged the distance so poorly. It just
That sounds like my dog. I have an Australian cattle dog, and he's just like, he's so fucking stubborn, and he was bound and determined to get after this cat in the backyard, and like so he saw the cat from across the house, took off across the living room, the front room, to the backyard, and my other dog saw the cat and is barking at it, and it stopped at the screen door. Not this guy. He literally fucking take runs into the screen door, doesn't take a hole, right? He literally takes the whole screen door with him, and the whole thing is
Bro, that's a
clattering.
hero.
Like, oh God, he did not
Dude,
get the
that's a
cat.
Greek lore hero. That's so good.
Yeah, he's more like Don Quixote. Which, by the way, for
Man.
people, fun little trivia about Don Quixote: there's an entire Japanese like supermarket chain called Don Quixote.
Is that in Okinawa?
No,
Try to
they're in
remember.
no, they're in
Mainland.
I think they're in mainland Japan, and there's also like four on Hawaii. But it's a Japanese supermarket chain, and it's called Don Quixote. I don't know why.
Dude, they had this one, because I used to live in Japan, they had this one, like, the Americans called it the monkey store. Their logo was, like, Curious George and a hard hat. And it was, like, if you wanted a car battery, fresh milk, and running shoes, they were all in the same aisle. It was the most bizarre location.
I
It
swear the
was...
Japanese are just they're just so ahead of the game. We can't, the American mind cannot fathom the Japanese innovativeness.
Dude, I love it. I loved everything about it. I was, like, if I ever need a pair of bolt cutters, yogurt, and a new camera lens. It's all they're all sitting on the same rack next to each other next to the checkout. I'm like, this is perfect. They're so ahead of the game. It's a shame they lost the war. We could have had this
Dude.
efficiency around the
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, it's just something about
world.
their also it's just something about their culture too. Like, you know, like I ordered something from a Japanese guy, like a little camera on YouTube, not YouTube, eBay, and like he sent me emails to make sure he sent me pictures to make sure I was
Is that
like
when you
I
got
like how we packed the box.
scammed?
No, that was like from this fucking Nigerian dude. Never ever find his ass. Yeah. So
I'm sorry,
getting me
man. I'm
sidetracked.
sorry.
Some Tales from the Grid Square lore. I also do photography as a hobby, and I buy everything used when I start a new hobby. I never buy anything new to save on costs. And I wanted to get into the hipster TikTok craze of the Fuji X100 series, which for the listeners, if you want a really awesome travel camera that's like super tiny and super powerful, the Fujifilm X100 series is incredible. Love it, right? So I wanted a model at the time. And you know, found one online for a really good price, and went to go pay, purchase it and buy it, and come to find out that there's an entire market of people that scam individuals for this fucking camera online, and I got scammed. Joke's on him. I got most of the money back though.
Dude, I'm so sorry. When you told me that, I was heartbroken for you. I was like,
Dude,
damn.
I was so embarrassed. You know what's the best part too? When I realized what it was awesome. When I realized I got scammed, it was like literally my birthday.
Oh my
Like
God.
fucking God. Yeah. Which, God works in mysterious ways because literally I was like, whatever, I'm not gonna buy that camera. There's this awesome photographer, I'm gonna give him a shout out. His name's Waldo Creates. At Waldo Creates. And he was doing a raffle for an older generation one, the X100F, which is awesome. And he let me know, like, hey, I'm doing this raffle if you want to get it. And I won it. So he gave
Hell
me
yeah,
pretty much
dude.
a camera with 100 shots on it. And like, super cool dudes. Awesome. He's an awesome photographer. Check him out. The Waldo Creates on Instagram. It's a cool dude.
Hell yeah. That's so sick,
But
man. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
yeah, he does. He does. And then the hilarious part is now that same fucking camera, the new one came out, and you know how American buy the next model culture is. It's like, maybe I should become a scammer now.
You could. It might be
Could, but I
fun.
won't. You know, so actually, the funny part to the second, the last funny part to that story is, so I never deleted the dude's number. I was just like made it a game. Like every morning I'd get up and I'd be like, "Hey, bro, I hope you die." Like, I hope you never know
Yes.
peace and you're denied the kingdom of heaven. I would just send him like, obviously he blocked my number, right?
You were
So
denied the kingdom of heaven.
yeah, because I was like, dude, I just be able to bring it up. Hold on, let's see if I can find it. Damn, where I would just be like, bitch, where's my fucking money? Like, just like I knew he was never gonna give it back, but it was just like every single time I would just send something. But so I guess he. Oh, watch it there for a second.
Yeah, you're there.
There. Yeah, so I guess he forgot that he had scammed me and he unblocked me. And so he sent me another message with like, those fake like, "Hi, this is Nicole. I had this number in my phone and I'm like, who the fuck is this?" And I looked at it and I noticed it was the chain, and I was like, hey, bro. I was like, where the fuck is my money, James? Because that was his fake name. I was like, I hope you fucking choke on a cheese dick and die. I was like, here's some clips of what I said. I say, may Allah block you from entering the gates of paradise. You're going on my suicide note tonight. And hey, bro, I hope you're having a horrible day and you kill yourself.
Dude, my little brother got his Instagram hacked. He was like in high school or something. Instagram got hacked, found out that it was like registered in like Nigeria. So he found this Nigerian message him. He's like, hey, bitch, stay out of my shit. And he's like, why didn't you call me bitch? He was like, dude.
The best part is my brother actually called this dude and he picked up. And my brother was like, my brother pretended to be like immigration services and shit like that and called him. Oh, it's so funny. I got like
Dude,
people
here's
to
a.
fucking call this dude's number and we just trolled him for like a week.
Dude, I had a thought in the shower the other day. Why don't we just round up? Well, that's actually a wrong term. Why don't we hire a bunch of American Indians and have them cold call India? Just give them a taste of their
Dude, that'd be badass. Like, and honestly,
medicine.
dude, this could be a good idea because like you might be onto something here because there's those guys that they like hack into those illegal because you like you know most of those call centers are illegal in India, right?
Yeah.
Like they're banned by the government. It's against the law. Like the government knows. It's just like there's it's like almost impossible to like stop it, right? And so they hack into these dudes' like networks and spy on them and call them out and get the addresses and shit and get these people like arrested and shut down. You might be onto something here. Call it
I think
Uno
it would be
Reverse.
sick. Yeah, right. Hit him with an Uno reverse card. The like we did in World War II with the Navajo Code Talkers. We just apply the same method to India, right? You ever heard of Romeo dialing?
No.
Oh, dude. So we are this is not a serious episode. So in Romeo dialing in India, dating got there in like 2005, you know. So it was arranged marriages forever until like 2005 or six. And so these men are just so desperate for women, they go into like the phone book and find the first girl and they call them like, hello, this is the doctor, and your family is dead, and you can have them back if you go on a date with me.
Damn.
It's apparently like a like an epidemic over there. They just keep cold calling every woman.
What feeling, never feeling the touch of a woman does to a motherfucker.
Bubs, Bubs, please.
Then again, you know, they also have this massive rape culture where, you know, fucking, you know, women have to live in fear their entire life, you know. But I will digress because if I offer my solution to this, people call me insane.
Yes. It's
Yes, I'll.
you saw that headline of the journalist chick who went like a week and she was just chilled, then she went to India horrifically sexually assaulted.
Yeah, like
It's
it's
a,
fucked up, man.
it's well this is, let's talk about something else. Zins,
Yeah.
that's a big kind of product for a lot of Americans. This
Zins?
podcast is brought to you by Zin. Yeah.
Oh, are you a
Zinagogue is
born?
the TV show I'm making.
Are you a born Zinner as well?
Yeah, I've dabbled.
Yeah, I'm an occasional Zinner as well. You know, I stopped doing it a while because I knew this chick who also zinned, but nothing against women zinning, of course, but she like literally packed 5 packs at the same time. I was
Dude,
like, I
that's
feel
way
like that's
too
a lot of
much.
nicotine. I feel like that's a lot of nicotine, and I feel like you have some serious issues going on. Are you okay? But
You have a criminal
I was
amount of
like, I think
underlying issues you're not addressing.
I'm like, I feel like we need to talk this out. I'm gonna stop doing nicotine right now.
It's like drinking too much coffee, the most harmless addiction. You're like, I just gotta stop.
But then I'll throw this back. We've been making fun of Europeans. The American mind cannot fathom the European dipping culture or snus
No.
culture, if you will.
Snooze.
Yeah, actually, before
Oh,
Zen,
man.
I actually was a pretty, I wouldn't say religious, but I was a pretty, like, favored snusser.
Oh,
Partaker of snus.
dude! I used to
Not
work at
snuff. I'm
a.
not hardcore.
I used to work at a cigar shop, and every time like these young guys would show up, they're like, "What do you recommend?" I would just give them snuff. I'm like, "You shove this up your nose, man."
Oh, dude, you're so fucked up. Oh, I've done snuff
Dude,
once and I'll never do it again. That shit was
I
rough.
used to have so much. There was this one time. There was like I hate to call him like a crackhead, but he was like a fucking. tweaker.
A
Roku was
crackhead.
like, yeah, he's a crackhead. So he's this black dude on a skateboard, and he just walks in. He's like, "Hey man, you got cigarettes?" He's like, "No, we have cigars." He's like, "Just give you a cigarette." He's like, "I don't have any." I was like, "There's a gas station across the street. You can get cigarettes there." He's like, "You got any beer?" It's like, "No, I don't have any beer, man. Sorry." And he was like, "All right, I'm gonna go to the gas station." He went across the street, came back with like a 40, drank the whole thing in one pull, and then started doing kick flips in the front room. I'm like, "Dude, get the fuck out of here." So he walked to the back where all the dudes were hanging out and started harassing them. So these old dudes were getting pissed off. You know, these guys were divorced like 3 times. They don't have time for this. So they were like, "Get the fuck out of here." So this guy was like, "Hey, you, I'm white too. I like to fuck my sister." I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Yeah, I can do tricks." I was like, "Show me a trick outside." And so he walked outside and I locked the door. It was almost like a cartoon. He walked out and I closed the door behind him and locked it. And he was like, "Yeah." Like, hell
Poor
yeah.
guy was just, man, he was just trying to show off his fucking skateboard moves to you, you ungrateful swine.
You ungrateful bitch.
I'm just impressed he downed a whole 40 and was like
Dude,
still coherent.
I was shocked. He whole thing one pull. I was like, good Lord,
Dude.
that's magical.
Yeah, last time I did that, it
Even in
did not
my
end well.
oh, I he's probably dead. I don't know. It was the streets of Jacksonville, North Carolina, so I don't know.
Man,
He's
one
probably
could hope
thriving,
he's,
actually.
yeah, one could hope he's thriving. I wish nothing but good fortunes except for the guy that scammed me.
Dude, have I been scammed? I don't know if I've been scammed.
Was the only time I can legitimately say I was scammed. And it's like in hindsight, you feel so stupid because you're like, damn, I should have seen this coming.
Right. You're like everything it was painting the picture, and internally you're like, wow, a deal.
I know, because like it was just, you know, if it's too good to be true, it is.
Man, what else is funny? I don't, what's your timeline like? I got some time left.
I literally have nothing going on. What is it? 2032? It's still a little too early for me to go to sleep.
Whoa, this guy's in the military. He said 20.
Yes, civilian, I said 2032.
That
That means 8:32 p.m. in civilian. God.
man. Oh, man. I don't
Yeah,
know.
like
I'm
I
so
said, this is
right.
like we're scraping the bottom of the barrel for this one when you're talking to me.
Well, I haven't done anything in like a month. Like, I guess for the listeners, Cody quit, and then my wife moved in, and then I haven't worked stuff, so I've just been pretty
Yeah, what
busy.
happened to Cody?
But I don't know, man. He just sent me a text one day. It's like, "Hey, I'm gonna do my own thing later." I was like, "All right, later." So I was like, "Well, I got a lot going on."
You know what happened, right?
Was that?
Ukraine was like, we'll give you some big buckaroonies if you stop talking about us and say we're awesome. And he's like, how many buckaroonies? This many buckaroonies.
He holds up three. He's like, "Whoa,
Whoa, that's a lot of
whoa, gee,
buckaroonies. We're like, we'll give you your own Bradley. Deal.
dude." Back in like the heyday, a couple months ago, like the amount of pro Ukrainians that would slide in the page, you're like, "Literally, go fuck yourself. You can't stand to see Ukraine winning." I'm like, "I don't think what? Okay." And it's a picture. It's like a replying to a story of a frog or something. I'm like, "What do you do? Get out of here."
I just like, sometimes I look at you guys and I'm like, do they really like think Ukraine's gonna lose or do they just say this to get people going? It's like, I feel like they just say it sometimes to get people going.
Back, I don't know if you follow like the Croatoan page, but that page
Yeah.
is like dead. It's dead, dead. So periodically, every time a funny headline comes up where it's like Ukrainians lose several thousand people in assault, I'm like, I'm gonna share that. It's funny. So like, I'll just troll. I don't care.
I'm not gonna lie though, some of the comments were like,
My
Croatian
God, they're so
report be
good.
like, some of the comments were great, like, Croatian report be like, no, bro, they're gonna fall any day now, bro. Trust me, bro. I was like, people fucking commenting. I was like, bro, these comments are fire.
Dude, I used to just like, I would have a bad day at work. It would be like a bad day. I was like, "Man, I need a good pick me up. Let's see how Ukraine's doing right now." And I'll share a picture of it with Alex Jones, though. Slaughter my ass. Just pairing headlines with Alex Jones chimping out.
Chipping out. Oh
Oh, my
man.
God. Or
Yeah, I don't
the
know.
latest one I posted on there, the picture of the wolf and a sword saying, "Me protecting all of you, poorly cropped."
What was the one I just posted with this other page, iFriend Fox?
Oh, hold on, let me see that.
The shocker trap went off, but there is no corpse.
Oh man.
Gang fear.
Dude, Iggy Pop's a good artist. I don't care what anybody says.
Yes, Iggy Pop has always been good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, this is like probably the greatest insult. If I became hypothetically, of course, a dictatorial, you know, dictator and absolute control, I would wage holy war on people that have labeled my music that I love butt rock and divorced dad rock.
Huh. Do you follow that page
honestly,
on Instagram? Or it's like
yeah,
a playlist
honestly,
on Spotify called Divorced Dad Rock.
Honestly, it's a fire playlist, and it's hilarious. But the fact that kids, like, I have had someone to my face say, yeah, you like divorced dad rock. And I told them, like, I am literally going to fuck your ass up here in the next 15 seconds. No one talks shit about Fred Durst except for Fred Durst.
Dude, you're driving to work like, stand alone. As you're sitting in traffic.
Actually, it's more like, you know, I Nickelback, you know. I don't care what anyone says. Nickelback is fucking good.
Dude, these
people
are some
just said
bangers.
Nickelback sucked. Dude, yeah, and it's like people said Nickelback sucked when we were kids because like that was trendy and cool to do. Oh, edgy, bro. Like, no, Nickelback has some bangers, dude. I saw them in concert, and that was a fucking phenomenal concert.
Dude, I remember I was in the fifth grade and I was sitting next to this kid who was in like the sixth grade. And I think his girlfriend just broke up with him. And this is in like 2005. And he's like, hey, do you want to
listen? Please tell me
it
was photographed. Please tell me
it
was photographed.
It was photographed. So he's like, you want to listen to music with me? And I was like, huh, sure. So he gave me one of his like headphones and we listened to Photograph on loop for like 20 minutes.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. When they, I saw him accosted in Honolulu, it was like the first time they've been in Hawaii. Oh, hold on. Here, one more little magic for your listeners. Oh, yeah, there we go.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. Like, I saw them in Honolulu. It's been the first time they played in, like, Hawaii for, like, 27 years. Fire. Oh, my God. They fucking brought the – and the best part was, like, it was tongue-in-cheek the entire time that they're all 40-year-old men edging towards 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing. So I saw –
awesome.
I saw Blink-182 in concert a couple years ago, and I've always been a huge Blink-182 fan, but I just think there's something odd about 50-year-old men making dick and fart jokes still.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, we were two 30-year-old men making dick and fart jokes.
This is true.
Who are we to judge? Who are we to judge?
Dude,
wow,
dude,
literally me.
I had a buddy from the Marine Corps who hit me up a couple weeks ago. He's like, hey, man, do you know what imposter syndrome is? I was like, yeah. He's like, I feel like I have that. I'm an E6 now, and I still feel retarded. It's like, yeah. He's like, I'm in charge. I'm like, oops.
Real. He's literally me.
Dude, actually, serious note. Did I tell you on the last time, I did not listen to that one before this, that I was on the USS New York, and that it was like a floating tomb? That thing was haunted as hell.
No, I've always wanted to go, like, onto some of these haunted ships.
Yeah, so the USS New York's made out of the World Trade Center. And so there's 3,000 souls built into that damn thing. And I swear
weird.
To you, every night, like, blanket would fall off or be pulled off. Because the little coffin racks, like, they're not big. You can't really move around those. So
oh,
it would
yeah.
fall off. And then I worked in the ready room in the back of the ship. And there would always be, like, a knock on the door in the middle of the night. And I would wait just to see if, like, someone's, like, you know, fucking with me or something. Nah, man. Someone would just, like, something would just knock on the door. And then the whole ship's a floating tomb. So you kind of wander around and there's like this water. This bench was in the North Tower on the 32nd floor. And then there's like all these knickknacks that were in the Trade Center floating around the ship. I'm like, God damn, this is the most haunted thing. It's intense. Like there's like an atmosphere on it. I've been on a couple ships and that one's just eerie.
Yeah, that's kind of macabre, man. I didn't even know that. I did not know that. I knew it was made of like steel from the World Trade Center, but I did not know.
Yeah,
like, oh yeah, it's like,
yeah,
that's just
like
like, I don't know how to
if
feel
you
about
look
that.
up, yeah, what is it? The top 10 or top 7 most haunted ships. I don't know if anyone wants to talk about the USS New York being haunted because it's the World Trade Center, but it's been over 20 years. This society has healed. It's time to talk about this. It's wild.
You know, it's kind of funny, you know, like on the topic of 9/11, like I've been to the 9/11 memorial and I've always wondered, like, you know, like you just have to, you just can't help but think about it, you know, now. Like, you know, what, like so much sight, like so much sight of so much death, you know,
Oh yeah.
like,
Yeah, it's like
you know, what, like, is there stuff that happens there? Do people see things? Like, I've been there and it's like, it's overwhelming, to be honest. Like it was, especially when you go down inside into the actual memorial, it's very overwhelming. It was very overwhelming for me.
It's like
Like
I watched this.
just
It was like a late night travel channel episode about World Trade Center survivors and what do you call it? Like artifacts around that area being haunted. There's a bunch of people that were like, yeah, I was a firefighter. And like, I've had weird type of paranormal activity ever since 9/11. It's like, I don't know. I think you're onto something.
yeah, I never really bothered to look into it, but like, you know, I know how I felt when I was at the memorial. Like, just one, it's like this like overbearing, just like feeling of emotion, you know, and just so many lives lost in an instant. You know, I just always wonder. You know, it's like, you know, the stories about like the Indonesia tsunamis, right? You know,
What's
like how
that?
many people did this? No, they remember. Remember the Indonesian tsunamis when we were kids?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like how many people did that kill?
That's
Like
so many. I watched this
thousands?
yeah, I watched this one. Every
Or
time I go
like,
to a hotel, I just watch Travel Channel, like late night spookies. And I was watching one of this like Indonesian ghost hunter who went to an abandoned like amusement park where it's supposedly haunted. A lot of people died at this thing when the tsunamis rolled through. Bruh, the amount of footage that came out of that was insane.
Oh yeah, like it's insane. Like when you actually listen to the stories about like where the tsunami hit and what people see and the after effects of, like, you know, people knocking on your door in the middle of the night, like soaking wet, like asking for help, or like same thing in like Fukushima, right? When the tsunami hit Fukushima, like there's still people that report like seeing victims of the tsunami wandering the streets at night, like
Have you ever seen
taxi
that
drivers
weird?
stopping for someone.
That's bizarre. You know what would be a cool one if you took like a, well, I mean, probably not now given the circumstances, but you take like a little sub and go to the Titanic and just see if anything spooky happens.
Yeah, someone tried to do it and it exploded. Oh, I'm sorry, imploded.
Oh God. Remember how funny that was? Because they were like, they only have so many days and hours left to breathe. And then the Navy came out, they were like, yeah, we got knocks every 30 minutes down there. And then it came out that like the Navy found him weeks earlier. They're like, what was that knocking then? And everyone's like, shut up.
Yeah, I remember that. I always thought that was weird. And then the story came up, I'm like, oh, they were knocking to like, not, yeah, they died instantly. Or did they? I always find it sad because there was that kid that was pulled down into all that, you know. Everyone's like, oh, a bunch of dead millionaires died. And there's like just some poor fucking innocent kid that got killed in the whole thing.
This guy, he had to live through his mom watching Titanic on loop. And she was like, you're going to be Jack one day. And he's like, all right.
Yeesh.
That
Sheesh. That was intense. That was
was
woo,
a bit
daddy.
much.
A
Oh,
little
I'm
bit
zooming.
much.
I'm zooming. I just had some
You got
black
to.
coffee. I'm feeling good. It's
Who the fuck
8:44 at
drinks
night.
black coffee at 8:44 at night?
Well, you see, I ate a bunch of corned beef and we had to do this. So I was like, I need a little pick-me-up. So I drank a pot of coffee.
A pot of coffee?
Anybody
Who needs a pot of coffee? I just made some coffee.
want coffee? Dude, I
Anybody
love how
want
we have the same
coffee?
type of humor.
Yeah, we're both autistic as fuck.
Oh, man.
Carry the boats? I don't think I could carry a conversation. I might have autism.
Dude, it's
Yeah.
oh man, what else we got going on? I was gonna make a sacking bricks, Lego bricks by the same color joke, but I don't know where to go with that. So
I mean, like, I don't know what's going on in the world right now. Israel, Palestine, I don't know.
news, a lot of
A
news.
lot of
A lot of
news.
stuff
Haiti's
going
going through
on.
its decade of you know.
Well, yeah, the prime minister or president of Haiti said he wasn't going to step down until the revolution or whatever was over. And then the next day he stepped down. And so now the leader of the gang, his name is Barbecue, is now the de facto leader of Haiti. And like Marine sent, I think it was like the 13th Mew, sent a bunch of guys to get
Yeah,
the
I saw it was the fast Marines or
evacuated.
something.
Yeah, so they sent the fast guys down there to pick them up, get the embassy evacuated. I've seen a bunch of things about how they are cannibals, but I have not seen any footage of people eating one another, so I can't confirm. That might be just the name of the group. And then what else is going on? Israel's going hard to the paint on Gaza right now. Ukraine's still losing. Trump got the Republican nomination. The French president's wife might be a man. I've seen that a little bit. I've been listening to the band Alex Jones' Prison Planet. I don't know if you
Huh?
ever listened to
Wait, back up,
that.
huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a few. There was like a video of like Macron's
You're
wife
talking about
walking around.
Macron.
Yes. Who, if you didn't know, married his elementary school teacher. She's like 20 years older than him. He went to school with her
Yeah, and
kids.
yeah. I was like, I'm pretty sure she's like an old woman.
Yeah. But yeah, there was like this. I saw it on Twitter. There was a video of her walking, and it looked like there was a bulge. And so all these rightoid conspiracy theorists are like, why are they all gay? So
It's like the same people that insist that Michelle Obama's a man.
yeah, they just saw a picture of her back, and they're like, look at the lat spread. She's massive.
Yeah, bro. How do I be
Yeah.
like her? Like, what you think this is like a game? Like, you're making fun of her? Like, bro, how do I get a back on her?
Yeah, we're looking at the wrong issues here. We need to talk about
Like,
what she's
it's
doing and how
very,
to do that.
yeah, and like, notwithstanding, it's very obvious that she's probably a swimmer. She has a swimmer's back. But
Yeah.
I don't know. People,
What
you know,
else?
I love right-wing conspiracy theorists because sometimes they're just so fucking retarded. Like, seriously, bro, this is the hill you want to die on. You want to die on the Michelle Obama is a man hill.
Dude, they've
How
been saying that shit
do you
for
live with
like
yourself?
15 years. They're like,
Like,
Michelle Obama's a gay man and had his gay sex friends murdered in Chicago when he ran for president. I'm like, I don't understand how that has anything to do with anything, but all right.
I'm just saying, like, I also find it funny that Barack Obama is, I didn't agree with a lot of Barack Obama's policies, but I, personally thought he was a decent president. Like, you know what I mean? I find it funny that he's always out of the limelight, unlike the Clintons, unlike Trump, unlike the Bushes. Like, our first black president is like nary a mention in history now.
Yeah,
I feel
I
like
say that's
he made it
incredibly
that.
honorable. Yeah, it's
Yeah,
just
I feel like
respectable. You're...
he's like one of those guys, like I feel like I should like dislike him, but I can't find it within me to dislike him. I can disagree with him, but
Yeah. Every time he has a new interview come out, I watch it because he has such a perfect way of talking to like gain the audience's interest. I'm like, damn, he's good.
oh yeah. It's funny too, like I tell people too, like, like this media campaign to make Joe Biden seem like he's like dementia ridden and crazy and stuff like that. Like, yeah, I think it's funny, but like, I don't think he's like that in that. Cause like, I've listened to interviews where like people talk to him one on one and he's like not in like a president vibe and he's very coherent and he actually says like some very profound things.
Dude, you want to hear a breaking news from Dan Crenshaw? America wouldn't be here without Israel. I believe that's the other way around, but that's just me.
What do you mean by this?
I don't know. I met Dan Crenshaw once. I went to
Yeah.
my buddy worked at the 8th and I, the Marine Corps headquarters in DC, and the Ukrainian ambassador Dan Crenshaw were there. And so I walked up, and he wears an eye patch, and it was like my buddy just said, dress nice. So I wore a blazer with a bu open button shirt. Now everyone's wearing like suit and tie. So I was criminally underdressed for this like suit and tie occasion and kept asking to take shots out of Dan Crenshaw's face. I'm like, you took a shot, I'll take a shot. Like, I think it'll be fun. He did not like me. It's like, hey, it was a bizarre turn. The Marines were like, can you please stop talking to the guests? I was like, yeah, sure.
Who invited this guy?
Pretty much, dude. I was floating around. I was like, where's that Ukrainian ambassador? I would like to have a word with him. But my buddy's like, please don't talk to him. Please, God, don't talk to him. I was like, all right. So then we
You
went
know
to
what's
the
funny?
commandant of the Marine Corps. We went to the commandant of the Marine Corps' house, went to his basement, and drank a bunch of his old whiskey. That was a good night.
Why, with the commandant of the Marine Corps?
No, we just went into his basement while he was attending to the guests. So,
It's fucked up. I feel like, who the fuck drank my whiskey?
Dude, we were like high schoolers, like going into the basement as our parents were having guests over. We're like,
Oh,
we're
okay,
in
yeah,
like our
you're a high schooler. All
mid-20s.
right.
Yeah.
That makes okay. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, honestly, one
Oh.
day when you stop responding to my messages, I'll know why now.
Oh, this was like 2 years ago.
Oh,
So
yeah,
this was not.
exactly. Like, when you stop responding to my memes I send you, like, I'm gonna know why.
They got me.
You
The uh
know
I
what's funny
do
is
appreciate that.
I'm
Go
gonna
ahead.
laugh when Ukraine becomes our 51st state. I'm just gonna be like, I'm just gonna go and send you memes and just be like, oh, you.
Dude, it's the cheapest land grab of all time. We didn't lose a single American, and we gained, if you want to think about it, the 54th behind Germany, Japan, and Iraq. But
It's gonna be the biggest proxy war of all time. It's gonna be huge. It will be even bigger than all the wars with South America. We do the best proxy wars, better than the Russians, the Chinese, and the French.
like how you gave him a French accent.
I'm like slurring my words here, as people can tell. I'm sorry.
Sorry
All
for that
right.
delay, ladies and gentlemen. There was a impromptu break, but anyways, we're looking at each other now, so this guy's an absolute beauty.
Okay. I don't know, but this bottle of horse soldier is looking mad fine right now. I have to fight it. After two beers, that's when my alcoolism comes back out.
Suits
So,
right
fun
up.
fact for your audience, like, that's how Tales from the Great Square started. I had more than two beers. I had six that night, actually.
Isn't that your
Or was it
standard
12?
six?
Yeah, if so, I am that guy that has I'm the type of drinker that I will overindulge and not know when to stop. So I think I had six that night, and I just kept drinking. I think I ended up, like, I had probably about 10 that night. And I was like, I'm gonna fucking start a paranormal military page about the military. And I
Oh,
started it,
dude.
and then I was just like, the next morning I sobered up and I was like, oh fuck, what do I do with this?
It's so sick. You ever see those memes where it's like, it's like, what's the best thing about having a girl move in with you? It's like when you let her know that you need six beers to fall asleep.
Oh my God. I can't say that was me. I have to stop drinking now, because if I want to go to sleep in the next like hour or two, like I can't drink before sleep. I'll sleep like shit.
Dude, it's a Thursday.
Yeah, I just passed this course, this army school. Well, I mean, I didn't pass, so I still have to go to the school tomorrow, but tomorrow's a bullshit day.
Is that graduation day?
Nah, it's like you go play around with the Chinook, which I've done like a thousand times already, and you leave. And then I'm a certified sling load inspector.
Yeah, what is that?
So it's basically so like in the Army Aerosol School, among hazing you and rappelling and stuff, they teach you how to set up and inspect sling loads. This course is they take out all the rappelling, all the physical stuff, and they just focus on the sling loads. So this course also it basically it tells people that I can set up and inspect the sling load before it goes on a helicopter.
Isn't it like one of those, if you're a parachute rigger, that if it malfunctions, you're held responsible?
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually, I was caught off guard. It's actually a pretty, not like, I would say like really hard school, but it was a lot more in depth than I thought. And it's only 5 days. Well, 4 days, really. Well, really 3 days of class. 1 day of testing and then a little practical the next day. So
Oh,
like
gotcha.
you really don't have that much time to learn shit. So, I passed by the hair in my little chinny chin chin.
Well,
It was
congrats,
rough.
man. I'm glad. Would you like to see my cat, Isis?
Sure.
All right, let me get
Or we'd like to
Isis.
see
Come here.
the kitty.
Let me grab Where are you? It's not at you. Stop. This is Isis.
Meow.
Yeah, she's not too happy. But
Yeah, I
anyways,
never had cats. I'm a dog guy, but I would love to have a cat.
yeah, I like a cat that likes me. This one's pretty chill. Plays fetch.
That's fucking badass. That's
Right.
awesome.
Well, what else do we got to talk about? I don't know. We're kind of just bullshitting.
Yeah, I'm like, honestly, for your listeners too, like, I haven't been posting a lot of stories on the page just because I'm fried. I've literally spent a month in Alaska. I came back home for a week, and then I'm here. I'll go back home for a month and a half, and then I'm in Southeast Asia for a month, and then I come back.
Dude, the only thing more bizarre than your timeline is the time you met Chris Chan. You told me that one time.
Yeah, like long time ago in passing, I
Dude,
didn't realize who he was at first. So because I'm back here, I'm pissed. I want to go to Richmond. I want to find his ass. And be
my
like,
gosh.
hey, yo, Christina, come here. Christina, I want to take a picture with you.
Christine Wesson Chandler Sonichu Goddess Blue Heart. Yeah.
And then
Well,
I would steal the fucking Sonny Chu medallion and run.
dude, I
I
love
would
Chris
steal it for
Chan.
you.
I've introduced so many people to Chris Chan. I showed my wife and she started crying. She was like, why is
Dude.
this a person?
Dude, honestly, like when Albert Huxley warned us about man-made hordes beyond comprehension, like, yo, Chris Chan, yo, I'm not saying the Unabomber was justified in his actions, but I am saying that, he did warn us this would be one of the results.
Dude, fucking Chris Chan. We can end it on Chris Chan. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Dude, I don't know if I
Dude,
want to. Can we...
I am an avid historian. I've watched all of Geno Samuel's
Oh my
documentaries.
God. Dude, I'll just
Every
say,
time a new lore video drops, I'm there. I've read
I'll
his
just say,
receipts.
Chris Chan is the perfect example of what happens when you take a mentally ill loner who doesn't have a support structure and you introduce him to the internet in an echo chamber of people, what back up, and he is also, a person who is also extremely gullible and receptive to outside influence because of his mental state that he can't control. And he introduced him to the internet, and we literally watched this man, this boy, really, like, descend into madness in like real time. And it's
It's
horrible.
insane. It does. It's like that political horseshoe. You know what I'm talking about, where it goes full circle, where it's like, it doesn't matter. Political horseshoe for listeners. It's like, it doesn't matter what your
Dude.
policy is, you always end up at like Nazi political ideology, where it's
Bro,
like, it
there's that.
doesn't, but that's just,
Oh,
it's Chris Chan, but backwards, where it's like, it's terrible, it's funny, it's terrible, it's funny.
there, I love that meme where it's like Chris Chan if you look normal, and he's like, "I what now? I did what with my mother? Come on, man. That's a crazy ass dream. Let's go to the arcade.
Let's
What
go
if
to
it
the
was
mall and
all
get some
just a
Chinese
dream?
food.
What if it was all just a dream? If
Dude,
we
there
went
was a
back in
video that he
time,
made. He made a
dude,
video
if we
back
went
in
back
like
in."
the golden era of Chris Chan, where he's like, it's all been a ruse. I take care of my family. I'm not autistic. And then he wanders off and you're like, this was the good ending. That would have been a perfect troll. He's like, you have been trolled. And then, yeah, we
Dude,
know what happened. So,
sometimes
what are you
I
doing?
wish I could go back in time. It would be a toss up between saving Harambe, because we all know that's where the universe diverged,
Oh, yeah, of course.
or like preventing Chris Chan from meeting that one chick, and maybe we could have saved him.
Megan Schroeder. Yeah.
Maybe Chris Chan just needed an actual friend, and we could have prevented all this.
Clyde Cash. Blue Spike. I'm not that kind of guy who's like, if I went a time machine, I go back in time to kill Hitler, because I don't know. I'd fall in love with his voice. He was very persuasive. But Blue Spike has to go.
Thus, thus,
No, I'm kidding. No, you ever see that Norm Macdonald bit where he's like, yeah,
yeah.
you know Norm, yeah, where he's like, yeah,
I would go
it's
back in
seductive
time
voice.
and I would beat up Hitler because he was such a goober.
Yeah.
I would fight Hitler. Like, Hitler can't fight. Like, let's just be real. Like, all the werebros out there and the fucking neo-Nazis, like, come at me. Like, we all know Hitler couldn't fight. That's why he had to get a whole nation to do it for him. Like, Che Guevara, did you see I posted it. It was like, Che Guevara got dunked on by Fidel Castro and wrote a whole
Oh,
fucking thing on it. And he was
no,
like,
I didn't
Fidel
see that.
Castro, his flamboyance and his skills on basketball won him the game, but at what cost to the relation of the revolution? I was like, what a fucking goober. Please send me back in time so I can beat him up.
Che Guevara. Oh, dude, I would beat up Karl Marx because he wrote on Capitol after he knocked up, like, he got five children and he was penniless, and he was like, actually, the system's the problem here.
But okay, to be fair though, to be fair, like Karl Marx had some points. Like the rights of the acts to the workers' access to a weapon shall not be infringed, sound based.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but never forget, Karl Marx was a Karl Marx was a land was a property owner, was he? Was a homeowner? What's the fucking word I'm looking for here?
Landlord.
Yeah, that guy. I'm feeling it right now.
Damn, dude. Oh, what else?
The beers I had are like fucking 8%.
What'd you have?
It's like this Virginia beer I've never heard before. It's like so I lived here before and I love the beer culture because for those that don't know, Virginia is fucking awesome for fucking breweries. Probably some of the best beer I've ever had has been in Virginia. Except for one beer on the Big Island, Golden Sabbath, by Big Island Brew House. Fantastical beer. Highly recommend. But I digress. Virginia beer is awesome. And there's like now coming back to Richmond, there's so many breweries here that I don't recognize because there was like
Really?
50 of them when I was here before, and there's so many now.
Damn.
It's
Dude,
like the
you know who
water down
is
here, apparently.
really?
Yeah, the
Dude, I'm
water is
Midwest
supposedly
trash,
good.
man.
Dude, like I don't know. So I think it's Central Virginia. I don't know about DC area, but Central Virginia, Virginia Beach, like apparently the water is supposed to be super conductive to brewing.
Really?
Yeah, same thing with distilling. Like
Damn.
it's just really good.
Dude, that's sick. I'll tell you who has no business making beer. The Greeks. I've had their Hellas beer. Hellas?
Yeah, I've had Hellas.
It's the worst.
I drink French and Greek beer on a pier in fucking, where was I? Not Dubai, it was the port outside Dubai.
No, I don't know.
Disgusting beer. And it was, we
Really?
found it in the back of a fucking fridge, an
Hell
entire
yeah.
pallet of it. So we did
Dude,
beer on the pier for 50 cents.
I've had a Cruz Campo, the Spanish beer. It's like their Bud Light. It's pretty good. It's like also like 50 cents a can.
So my favorite cheap ass beers, if I can choose, not American, of course. If I was like not the American ones, Labatt Blue. I love
Oh, yeah.
Labatt, like Canadian Labatt Blue.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I guess it's technically American, but Genesee beer from fucking Rochester. I love Genesee Cream Ale. Montauk Cold Snap, the Montana State beer. That's a fucking great beer. You can get like four tall boys for like $7.
What?
And it's fucking, it's like PBR except for good.
Dude, when I lived
I've
in
had.
Japan, oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, you do.
Oh, so the only light American beer they had in Japan was a PBR, and I'm a Bush Light, like, fanatic. So I was just having to swallow PBR. I will say though that the Japanese Orion beer is not bad.
I actually, my favorite Japanese beer, I mean, you got to respect Kirin Ichiban. But my favorite is Asahi Super Dry. Yeah, that's a good
You
one for
ever
dinner. That's a good beer.
really? You ever had the Strongs?
No,
You
I
should
don't think
probably
I have.
see, dude. Strong was like a standard little can, but it had the equivalent of like four shots of tequila in it, and it tasted like the way
Oh,
Fruity Pebbles smells, dude. It went down so easy.
what? It's like soju. I refuse to drink soju because of how easy it goes down.
It's back in my Marine days, dude. It's a good way to start the sad Friday night. You're like, just get off work. I'm gonna crush one of these with some naan bread and be like, all right, yeah, let's go fight some engineers.
Hell yeah. It's like, and then if I'm gonna go like non-American beers, non-German beers, but I prefer, so Guinness is good. I love a good Guinness every now and again, but I prefer Kilkenny over
Yeah,
Guinness
that's
any
good
day.
stuff.
But Kilkenny is so fucking hard to find. In fact, the
Killian's
only
Red is
place
pretty good.
Killian's Red's pretty good, but the last place I had Kilkenny, and this goes back to my complicated background lore,
Yeah.
was in the officer lounge of NSA Naval Support Activity Bahrain in like 2013, the officer club had fucking Kilkenny on tap. And so I would go wander
What?
down to the officer club because of my position and I would drink Kilkenny from the tap. Like, fuck, I'd have like two beers and then go out of town. Because for
Dude,
those of you
that's
that
so
didn't
sick.
know, if you go look up Sin Cities of the World, Manama, Bahrain is like number three or number five, depending on the
Really?
list. Yeah, Manama Bahrain is the Muslim Sin City.
That's pretty fucking sick, dude. Man.
Yeah, I have this entire crazy background lore. And I wish
Man,
it
dude.
was cooler,
Most
it sounds
interesting
cooler
man.
than it really is.
Oh yeah, it's like one of those where you look at your life, you're like, I haven't done much, and then you actually like go down the list, you're like, I've actually done some cool stuff.
Hell yeah, I partied with a sheik in fucking a Filipino karaoke bar in Bahrain.
Dude, how was that?
I mean, I was drunk, so I don't know.
Oh
They were buying the drinks. That's also
man.
when that was also when I was introduced to how gracefully Filipinos age, because I was talking to this is before I met my wife, obviously. I was talking to this lady all night, and I swear to God, I thought she was like my age, which was like 22. And she was like, "How old do you think I am?" And I was like, 20s. And she was like, "No." And I was like, "Okay, early 30s." No, this woman, she was 51. I was like, "Holy moly, like you age incredibly, like incredibly well. Like I'm in awe of how like certain demographics and ethnicities age." Blew my mind.
Dude, it's a
And it was
superpower. Man. Damn, I was gonna say something. Dude, it fell out.
Pinoy supremacy.
Pinoy. Oh man. What else? I don't know, man. You got anything going on? You gonna write a third book?
Oh yeah, so I'm working on volume three. Well, I need to. The travel that I've been doing, I bring my computer with me, and I'm like, oh, I had so much time to work on this stuff, and I don't. So that unforeseen. But I have all the stories set aside for volume three. So I need to put it together. So I'm planning on trying to put that out before Christmas.
Ooh, that'll be good.
So I think that'll be like a little bit better than the May time frame I've been doing. I have another collection of all like civilian stories, not civilian, but like non-military stuff, that I think will be pretty cool. So I'll put that together. I want to put that together this year too. And then I actually wrote a short story collection.
Really?
Like, yeah, so I like did it a while back. A buddy of mine, William Bulliard Buck, basically, he, oh, hold on, let me check something. Hold on, delete that part. I don't know
Yeah, no worries.
if I should, I don't know if I should say his name real quick. Let me check
Yeah, you're
something.
good.
Yeah, William Bulliard. Yeah, never mind. I'll just say, yeah, he hit me up a while back. We've been friends for a while, like internet friends too, like this wonderful relationship. And I'll plug his book. He wrote Sober Man's Thought with Dead Reckoning Collection. Awesome poetry book, one of my favorites. Hit me up a while back. We were talking. He was like, "Hey, I think you should try to write a short story for this collection that was going on." And so I wrote a short story. I submitted it. It didn't get selected, whatever. But I'm like, you know what? I'll just self-publish, right? And so like the last year, so like over the last year and some change, I was been writing like some short stories here and there, because it's easier for me to do, like as I was getting into it and like figuring stuff out and developing my like style, if you will. So I wrote 11 short stories for a like a short story collection. And I put that
Really?
together. Yeah, and I'm trying to pitch it. I haven't signed the contract yet, so I won't say the name yet. But I'm trying to pitch it to like a minor publisher, like a veteran publisher,
Nice.
and see if they pick it up or not. If not, I'll just publish it myself or, someone else. But hopefully it goes well. I think it's pretty good. I think most people will enjoy it. I try to write it like scary stories to tell in the dark, kind of something like that, like military vein. So there's like every story is a military themed story with a military, like a paranormal topic to it. So there's, of
Are you
course, a
pulling
good
in like
monster.
firsthand accounts as like references, or are you just
So
building it?
no, so I tried not to rip off people's stories, because I felt like that would be a cheap way out. So I took a lot of inspiration from people. So like elements that in people's stories that I found being like, kind of connections, like kind of winding into a thing. So there's like a story about like ghouls in Fallujah, which I based that one off of an old 4chan post I saw back in the day, about dudes seeing ghouls in Iraq. And it's funny enough, I did get somebody hit me up, and I don't know if it was fake or not, because they never told me the story about seeing monsters in Fallujah. So like, I kind of like, yeah, this sounds like it'd be kind of cool. So it's about like, you know, Marines encountering ghouls in Fallujah, and it's like the ghouls are killing, like eating all the fucking insurgents that they kill and shit like that, because they're like the eaters of the dead, and it's like, you know, shenanigans. And of course, the Marines kill a bunch of them.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, the Marines like see some in a tomb, and they're like, you know what? Grenade. Oh, I guess I spoiled it. Bleep that part out. Oh no,
You want
whatever.
me to? All right, yeah.
Oh, I don't care. Like, I did some other ones. Like, there's 11 stories. Like, some are about ghosts, some are about monsters. I try to make it interesting. Like, I try to add some twists in there, some good like reveals and stuff. I just keep people interested. And if it does well, I have some ideas for a novel in the future that
Oh.
I'll work on.
You gonna shoot for like a novella, or you're gonna go full on book?
I'm gonna go full on book. So in the short story collection, at least two of them are like novella length. They're like above what's considered a short story.
Nice.
They're like, one's about a little over 10,000 words, and one's just at 10,000.
Really? What is that, like
Yeah.
30 pages?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah.
So I did the math, like for a 5x8 book, it'd be around like 200 something pages.
Damn.
250 pages.
Dude, hell yeah.
So I'm trying to make something for people to enjoy, something, you know, toilet reading, as I call it.
Dude, that's so sick. I'm so happy, man. That's awesome.
Yeah,
Oh,
no, I
man.
gotta. So yeah, maybe it'll be released around October timeframe. We'll see.
Dude,
So.
that'll be sick. But is there anything else you wanna promote before we jump off of here?
Dude, not much, man. I wish I was more active right now on the page, but whew, this new job is kicking my ass, man. So, like, believe it or not, like the last like year from like October prior, I was in command, like running this page in its heyday. Like when it started getting big, like I was literally in company command the entire time, and like I have no idea how I managed that in company command and survived. But this new job has me traveling a lot, so it kind of bites me in the ass. But you know, I'll be home for about another month or so, so I'll be able to like dial down and do some stuff. I was thinking about trying to do like some Facebook Lives. Like I was thinking about trying to go on, like I'll do a Instagram Live after this, maybe. You know, just to get people going, just be like, "Hey guys, it's me.
Hey guys,
It's
it's me. I'm
your
still around."
boy. Hey dudes, what's up? I'm so sad. I'm just so fucking sad. Not really, but you know what I mean.
Dude, you gotta muffle the audio so you sound like a 2008 like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Like, hey
Oh,
guys, I'm back.
dude,
22
I used to
views
have
on
a.
YouTube.
I don't know if I can do it because I mean I've had a couple beers, but I used to have a pretty badass like Ben Shapiro voice.
Really?
Like I was like on point. Me like, now I'm laughing, so I can't do it.
Dude, I'll tell you something funny though. My dad one time told me, my dad was like listening to Ben Shapiro, and he was like, "I would hate to see this guy in an alley. I would hate to cross him." I was like, "Why?" He was like, "Because he would dissuade or disarm me with logic." I was like, "What are you talking about?"
I call it the Ben Shapiro strategy, where it's like you don't have to know what you're talking about. You don't have to
Yeah.
be right, but you just have to be louder, more aggressive, and more ambitious than the other person, and you're gonna fucking win.
Dude, he's built like Plankton. He's got the same type of vibe.
Dude, I just like his self, like just the things he says. I'm like, why did he say that? He's like, it's like some, so he's like debating some chick, and she's like, you know, I would be uncomfortable with a man like you if I was alone in the elevator. He's like, seriously? You would be afraid of me. A 5'5" Jewish boy with baby soft hands. Afraid of me. Like, I was like, what? Why did he say that? Or like when he was like,
he had nothing to gain from that.
like, what? Why did he burn himself like that? He didn't sink the ship, but like, why? Like, I mean, like, he destroyed the carrier group, but he killed himself at the same time. Or like where that fucking real that
Fuck.
tweet where he was about like, you know, this is a lot like sniffing your sister's underwear. You do it once or twice out of curiosity, but it doesn't progress to anything more than that. And I was just like, what
You
did
were
you
like,
mean by this?
Ben, we've all seen your sister. What does this mean?
Ben, what? Ben, stop.
Have you
Ben,
seen
your
that guy
dignity.
that have you seen that guy that
Sometimes I
calls like, go ahead.
Oh, I was Sometimes I think people like him just say shit because they have a massive humiliation kink. And then when he like says shit like that, like when he was like, there's no such thing as a WAP. It's scientifically impossible. And people are just like ragging on him. Like I just feel like he was just busting the fattest, like just loads, because it just if it, like I'm like, what does he have to gain by this other than humiliation? Like maybe
Literally
that's all he
nothing.
wants. That's all he wants
Dude.
to do is just be humiliated.
Fuck, I was gonna, God damn it, I was gonna say I lost it. Ben Shapiro, the damn dude, fuck, I
I know.
lost it.
Sorry. I like to show
Oh,
off my
no
Ben
worries,
Shapiro
dude.
voice. I used to have a really good Carl Weezer voice back in the day, too.
Dude, Carl Weezer memes coming back as society is healing,
Dude.
man.
They call my fucking llama
YouTube
Jimmy.
poop style. Dude,
I used to
YouTube
talk
poop
on the
style
radio.
videos coming back to the
Dude.
internet is amazing.
Dude, skibidity toilet. Like when people like complain about them, like, bro, this is just YouTube poop. Dude, only the realists remember the Mass Effect YouTube poops.
Oh my God. Dude, Mass Effect is a game by itself. Was essentially about being as mean to aliens as humanly possible and getting what you want, where you're like,
Based.
tell me about the gamma sphere. And he was like, yeah, it's just crazy ghouls come from this part of the galaxy. Would you like to hear about? You're like, I don't care about this. And you're like, okay.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my bowl.
Dude, what was the first YouTube video I remember looking up? I remember mine. It was
I remember mine. It
yeah,
explains a
mine was
lot.
Halo 2 funny videos. And it was like Green Day's Boulevard of Broken Dreams playing over like
Yes, I
Dude,
remember this one. I remember this one. Dude, oh,
that
dude,
was like
I'm a
2005.
kids these days will never know about fucking watching beheading videos on fucking Facebook, bro.
No, it was so sick.
Dude, like people are like, oh my God, they're showing so much violence in Ukraine to like desensitize. I'm like, dude, this is nothing, dude. I watch people fucking get blown apart on
Dude,
YouTube and
I
Facebook.
watched Saddam Hussein get hung to death by his own people with a
Dude,
phone.
yeah, bro, like, dude, like people like kids these days would never survive in fucking early 2000s era internet.
No.
Like, dude, I remember my first YouTube video though. It was the Argentina gnome video.
What is this?
Oh yeah, dude, yeah, look at
Oh, I.
Argentina gnome video. This is what started it all, man. I looked into the gnomes, and I'm cursed with the knowledge of gnoming.
I have a buddy that like this guy's timeline's bizarre. He was in the army as like an infantryman, then became a went to school in like Orlando to be a projectionist, then worked for the WWE as like a projectionist, and now he goes on gnome adventures. He looks for gnomes.
Dude, that's badass. We're
Dude,
never
he's the
gonna see
coolest
him
dude.
again.
Dude, he always
He's just
posts
gonna
pictures of him like doing the with a gnome in the background.
Dude, one day he's gonna vanish and we all know why.
Dude, he got too close to the truth.
Dude, speaking of WWE, I do love it that there's that like one chick, like whatever her name is, Rhea Ripley
Becky
or whatever.
Lynch. Oh.
Oh, they try to pass her off as Hispanic and she's like literally a fucking blonde haired fucking
Dude.
Australian.
Dude, have you seen the Vince McMahon allegations?
Dude, no, I miss the heyday. Kids these days will never know about the ladder battle for Dominic Santiago, okay? Or Dom, like no one will ever see when like dudes literally died in the ring. I used to watch a lot of WWE when I was a kid.
Dude, catching that when I caught the ass end of the Attitude Era when I was a kid. It was so good.
Dude.
Like,
Oh man, like I had this like of course this edgy white kid that lived across the street like introduced me to it.
was
We
he doing
watched
moves
so
on you
much
to show you how
WWE.
cool he is?
No, he was just like, dude, this is real. He explained like the entire lore to me and my like the kid that lived like right next to me. And we were just like so into WWE. We never went to any shows, but I just like watching it.
Dude, I remember it was like when I first joined the Marines and I got to my first unit, didn't know anybody, didn't have any friends. And it was like a Friday and I saw a YouTube video and it was like Undertaker lore. Next thing I knew, it was Sunday night. I understood all of the lore of the last like 25 years. I couldn't look away. I was like, this stuff is addicting. It's so good.
Dude, yeah. And then you get like just absolute gems like John Cena and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dude. I love when they bring out or bring back Stone Cold Steve Austin. He just waddles out like
I
he's
love
dog meat
the
race.
Mario meme. Mario, that stone, that 5 pound stone bitch Bowser's taking the princess. We gotta do a little bit of jumping, what? Punching, what? I fucking die when I hear that.
It's so fucking good. Just not you line for line reciting a meme.
Yeah, guys, I'm pretty fucking retarded.
Dude, I love it. But oh man. All right, it's 9:30. I think I'm gonna call it.
Right, bro.
Tales from the Grid Square, everybody. If you don't mind holding on for a minute after I jump off. But if you have anything else, feel free.
Yeah, guys, it's great coming on. I like bullshit sometimes. Doesn't always have to be serious and talk about ghosts and goblins and shit. Sometimes you just be two dudes just being kind of stupid.
It's fun. It's a refreshing breath of fresh air. But all right, everyone, goodbye.